With the heavy overcast, it was hard to judge time. Cole guessed it might be another 3 or 4 hours until high tide. Already he could see the water level rising. He rolled a big rock over beside the smoky flames to use as a chair. The incessant rain made the fire sputter and send up whiffs of smoke with a sweet, burnt smell. Cole wrung water from the atau and pulled it back over his shoulders. At least the mosquitoes had disappeared. When Cole looked up again to check the tide level in the bay, he blinked in disbelief. There, where the stream entered the bay, stood the spirit bear again. The huge, white animal looked frozen on the shoreline, as motionless as the stones under its giant paws. It stared at Cole. Cole picked up the makeshift spear in one hand, the knife blade in the other. Keeping his eyes on the big creature, he hurried along the shoreline toward it. This time, the bear could not pull one of its disappearing acts. It would have to run to escape. But still it remained, rain dripping from its matted coat. As Cole neared, he slowed. Any second now, the bear would turn and run. Just in case it didn't, Cole raised the spear over his shoulder. Instead of fleeing, the bear shifted position to face Cole directly. Head hung low, it waited. Cole hesitated, then kept inching forward. It puzzled him that the bear would hold its ground. It must be bluffing. Surely it would turn and run. If it didn't, it would die. He intended to kill it. Didn't the stupid moron know that? Get out of my face, Cole muttered, stopping less than 50 feet away. The bear breathed in deeply but did not move. Go on, get, Cole challenged. Still the rain fell, and the bear remained. Cole drew the spear back, then hesitated to glance over his shoulder. No one was watching. He could easily back away from this bear, and not a single human being on the planet would ever know. Cole gripped the spear so hard his knuckles hurt. A lifetime of hurt, a lifetime of proving himself, a lifetime of anger controlled his muscles now. Again, he inched forward. Scarcely 20 feet from the bear, Cole paused one last time. Vapor from the spirit bear's breath puffed in tiny clouds from its wet black nose. Raindrops beaded on its white bushy hair and dripped off in miniature rivulets. The bear waited calmly as if part of the landscape, like a tree or a boulder, not conceding 1 inch of space. Cole found courage in the spirit bear's stillness. It must be scared. Why else would it just stand there instead of attacking? Cole felt his smoldering anger ignite. He knew that soon life would be altered forever, one way or another, but nothing in any cell of his being allowed him to back away. If the bear did not turn and run, that left only one alternative. You're dead, Cole whispered. Even as he spoke, he started forward, gripping the knife and aiming the spear at the spirit bear's broad white chest.